Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben's 90-yard touchdown passes. They actually do have this, of course, listed at profootballreference.com, and he is absolutely the active leader, and from what I can tell, the all-time leader, especially in 95 or more. But here's the problem. They didn't include a 95-yard touchdown pass from Ben to Mike Wallace in 2011. You were there, Ron, right, in Arizona? I'm looking at it right now.
Why didn't they include
him? I don't know. So he's had two 97s, both to Juju. He had a 94 a couple years ago, and he had this 95-yarder. That's four. The only other active quarterback, and he's not even active anymore, was Eli with 290-plus. That's it. It's a rarity to throw a 90-plus-yard touchdown. Maybe I'm the only one who cares. Am I?
You know, as a 90-yard reception in Steeler history.
Who?
Mark Malone.
Yeah, Mark Malone was a wide receiver on a long
play. He was the first slash.
Okay, here's the 94-yarder was Martavis in Cincinnati. I do remember that one very clearly. Remember that? Down the right sideline in a blowout win.
I just remember the two against Juju. Two Juju.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, the one in Detroit.
Yep.
I can still picture that one.
I was, and boy, everybody talked about, you know, didn't he complain about his speed on the Madden game?
Yep.
He just kept running away from people. You kept waiting for him to get caught, and he never got caught.
Somebody in this room had a 68-yard touchdown reception in high school, Jeff. It wasn't me, and it wasn't me.
You guys are relentless. Let's call up my quarterback, Joel Goleman, again, like you did the other time.
Ron, I think that's impressive. How many people out there
that's
can say they had
a 68-yard
touchdown?
That's something you got to dig out, Joe, for our anniversary thing. Got Joel Goleman out of Charlotte to give me a call.
Just think if high school football coach Joe Kopp would have had the likes of Ron Cook with his offense, what he could have
Unstoppable.
Done.
Unstoppable.
All right. Quite frankly, because we're desperate, I'm going to ask you both. We're going to have a little quiz here, Ron. There have been 14 99-yard touchdown passes in the history of the NFL. 14 99-yard touchdown passes.
That's a record
passes.
That will never be broken.
Very true.
No one will ever have a 100-yard touchdown catch.
Very true. I want you, and we'll go back and forth until one of you gets merely two. Merely two, because I can tell you there's some nondescript quarterbacks in here. But the first one of you to get two quarterbacks wins this contest. Ron hates this because he thinks if people hear him get an answer wrong, it's some kind of
I'm always
judgment.
Wrong. I don't hate it for that.
Everybody's
every
wrong.
Every quarterback who's played in the history of the game is eligible for this.
Yeah, let's
And you
go.
Expect us to get two of them. I'd be happy to get one.
Actually, I don't expect you to get two of them.
You don't expect us to get any.
But whoever gets two first wins. Jeff, you go first since Ron's being rude.
So do I pick two at a time?
Go ahead, yeah.
Steve DeBerg and Colt McCoy.
Steve DeBerg was my quarterback in Stratomatic football when I won the 1983 hallway title at Cortland State, and he played for the Broncos. He played for the Broncos. Steve Watson was my receiver. Remember him, number 81?
No.
Can you give a hint? How about Hall of Famers? Are there Hall of Famers on this list?
Yes. You said DeBerg and who, Jeff?
And Colt McCoy.
Are there Hall of Famers?
Yes, there are. Potential and, well, let me see. Anybody already in? Yes. Yeah, there's Hall of
Joe Namath and John Elway.
Namath, Elway, wrong. Jeff?
Montana, Young.
I like that guess, but you're wrong on both counts.
Favre and Otto Graham.
Favre, he got them both. He got them both.
Did I get them both?
Yes.
Yay!
Now he cares about it.
No, he doesn't. Now he likes it. Listen to this
list. I had
list.
To get the hint about a Hall of Famer.
Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Gus Frerotte.
Oh.
Maybe he
Ford City Zone.
Maybe he banged his head into a concrete wall after that one, huh? Jeff Garcia, Trent Green, Favre, Stan Humphries, Ron Jaworski, Buffalo's own, born and raised in Orchard Park, Jim Plunkett, Sonny Jurgensen, Carl Sweetan, George Izzo, Otto Graham, and the great Frank Filchok. You remember him, Ron? 1939 Redskins?
I covered him that day, too. Should have known that first.
But in the end, Ben, with four 90-plus yard touchdowns, for what I can tell here, is the most in the history of the league. And then as I look down the list, Jeff, just for you, I see that in 1980, Steve DeBerg had a 93-yarder.
Oh.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
There he goes. Ron, cheating in sports. I'm real curious if people can be honest, which I guess is ironic since the topic is cheating. But would you rather, maybe especially, no, college and pro. College and pro. Would you rather your team cheat to win or lose with integrity? If we injected fans with truth serum, what do you think it would be, Ron?
98% cheat to win. I don't think there's any question. People want to win. They want to win with great guys, great people, you know, churchgoers, everything else. But they'd rather win with whoever, and I think they'd rather win in any way. I don't think the Houston Astros or their fans look at their title any less and the enjoyment any less because of what's come out. Syracuse basketball, how long, you know, how many times has Boeheim been suspended? The year with Carmelo Anthony. Do you think they'd want to give it back because they didn't think it was clean? I think fans always want to win. And, you know, again, they'd want to do it right. But if it comes down to one or the other, they want to win.
Do you agree with that? Does Ron speak of you? 412-928-9370. Do you know which program I think of when this topic comes up?
Could be a lot of them.
It's Pitt basketball, because there's been no evidence in the 2000s that they cheated.
And
meanwhile,
never got to a Final Four.
Teams around them that took things from them, there has been evidence.
Syracuse mostly.
UConn.
Yep.
Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I hear feedback from time to time when this topic comes up of, well, at least we ran a program with integrity. And I hear that, Ron. I do.
Okay.
I hear that, but.
I gave my opinion.
Yeah.
I want to hear yours.
I say a little bit less than 98%. I say maybe 75 to 80%.
Still a predominant number.
Yeah. I do think there are people who would rather have a clean college program, like one they can be proud of. Like, would anybody be proud of the Patino Louisville years?
I'll bet they are proud of the teams that won, and they enjoyed the heck out of them.
I know, but can you be legitimately, like, proud of that?
I think they absolutely can be.
Would you be?
Well, see, that's a tough question for me because I'm not a fan.
I wouldn't
be. And I don't have teams. I root for stories all the time. I don't root for teams one way or the other, so I'm a bad guy to ask whether I would be or not.
Well, if you're a kid, you were a fan when you were a kid. If you found one of your teams,
I'd want to say they won, and that's
fixed
all
a game
that's
or something.
All, well, now
or had players gambling on games. If it was the Black Sox, or if it was Alex Karras or Paul Hornung, or guys who were accused and I think convicted of that. At
I see you're going to extremes here with this.
What if it was the Astros?
I don't think if I was an Astros fan, I'd give one damn about it.
See, there would be part of me that would feel like it's compromised and I'd be ashamed of the team. And especially in college sports, if I found out there was just rampant cheating in the program to get people, I think I would feel like that's tarnished. What about the Patriots?
I think there's cheating to some degree in every program in college, some much worse than others. I think all those rules are like, teams go up to the line and occasionally step over them. But some are obviously worse than others.
Yeah, I guess I would feel like if I had ineligible players or players that were bought and paid for, and I know that's rampant in college sports, I don't know how I'd feel because I haven't been in that position, but I would think I would feel like it was tainted. If I was an Astros fan, I'm trying to remember a little savvy young news hound, Ron, at age 11, who worshipped the Pirates back then. How would I feel if I learned that, they blatantly cheated in some way? They blatantly cheated. I'm trying to think. Would it have been, spitballs or ways they cheated pitching or sign stealing. Maybe not. Maybe it would be the nature
of it. Who's to say they didn't do any of that? All of that.
I know. Let's talk about those who have been convicted, though. USC with Reggie. I mean, to me, that's tainted.
Is it tainted? Yes. But that is not the same thing as saying fans wouldn't prefer it over losing.
I know.
That's two different questions.
And we both agree that the majority.
And is it tainted? Absolutely.
I don't know, though, Ron. Absolutely. All right, so then the question becomes, I would ask a fan, you have two choices here. Your team can cheat like sin and win, or you can have a pretty good team and run it clean and have integrity in your college program. Which would you take? Let's just throw that question out there. 928-9370. I'm very curious about this now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.